Hey there, I'm Alex Kalish, and this is Practical Prompting, a podcast that turns generative AI hype into everyday wins. Each episode follows a two-act play. Act one tackles a real-life headache with a single deep dive in how you can use generative AI to help. Act two zooms out to the bigger picture and uses at work. Today's Act One spotlight, fixing a litter robot, or something in general in your house, but in this case, it was a litter robot that broke. Using your phone, a combination of generative AI, and realizing that quick way to reduce hours of YouTube and Google to try to find how to fix something. Today's Act Two spotlight is going to be fixing business robots or systems to improve mean time to repair, reduce technician transit time, improve training systems with generative AI, all using that similar photo analysis as well as generative AI. So if you're into actionable nerdness, served with a side of dad jokes, grab your coffee, open your favorite chat window, or if you're listening to this on the road, keep your eyes on the road, and let's get prompting. Practical prompting. However, before we start this week, I just want to please note, last week, episode 3, Experimentality, had some audio issues. If enough Patreon supporters join up, then maybe I'll just redo it and clean up the audio. But until then, just accept my sincerest apologies working through this new audio realm. ChatGPT has helped out a tremendous amount in figuring out what not to do for next time. And I hope that audio continues to improve going forward. But until then, apologize for the blowouts in episode 3. All right, so let's get into Act 1, our everyday win. So this happened a couple weeks back. There was an issue with the multi-hundred-dollar litter robot. And what I was doing is, early in the morning, it smells bad. The cat's thrown, it's blinking red, the house smells bad. Well, I mean that area of the house smells bad, and I don't have any caffeine in me yet. The stakes are high. How are we gonna fix this before work? So I tried doing a quick manual reset. I started Googling. I wasn't getting a good answer on it. For whatever reason, just unplug, plug back in. I did blow on it, similar to those old N64 games. If you know, you know. However, that manual reset didn't actually help. So I started taking a step back and be like, well, let me try using generative AI. So I snapped a photo of the error light, and I uploaded it and just asked, hey, what's going on here? I think I might have used a little bit more terminology like, pretend you're a litter robot repair tech. Given this photo, how can I fix this quickly? And that imagery, along with some natural language saying, hey, I just want to fix this really quickly, helped generative AI give me a really good step-by-step, it was less than five steps, step-by-step instructions on what to try first and what could be going on. So what it ended up happening was the robot itself, one of the sensors was not working properly. I just needed to replace one of the litter collection area, I should say, and reset it and make sure that it was below the sensor line, and it was up and running in the span of minutes. I had started down the path of YouTubing, and I'd done more YouTubing before just finding out that, oh yeah, generative AI just walked me through the exact steps I needed in order to understand the problem and fix it. So, it cycled through, cats were feeling good, I was able to get my coffee going, and it really highlighted some of the value of, hey, there's this thing that would otherwise take me a long time to diagnose, to fix. I would have to do a lot of research, look through a bunch of different videos on YouTube, on some other platform. only to find out maybe those videos didn't help. And so what generative AI helps with is just snap a photo, ask a quick question, and now all of a sudden you've got tangible, tactical steps that walk you through how to solve something or fix something really quickly. And this could be microwaves, this could be an error code in a washer or a dryer, something that's going wrong with laptops, computers, even the Wi-Fi and power systems, and you could get into plumbing even. So recommend highly using that. Take a photo, ask the question, ask for those walkthrough on how to do it. The photo saved my morning. If you're looking for a more robust prompt in order how to do this, I'll post this in the show notes. Get this on a couple different areas like Patreon. But a good idea of a prompt template is asking for a role, establishing a task, and then putting in some constraints. So for this one, the role would be you're a repair technician. And the task is, given a photo and an error, come back with probable cause and a fix and whatever safety note to fix this going forward. And you can create some constraints by saying, make this a three-step fix. And now all of a sudden you've got a role, a task, a constraint, and that prompt is going to output a really tight path forward on how to solve this problem. All right, let's move into Act Two, where we're talking about the business insights associated with getting an image of a broken gadget and moving that into something that's more predictive, potentially. So in Act One, kind of talked about how you can do this on a personal level. However, you can actually continue the same type of approach with enterprise assets. So if you're out and you own or you're part of a team that owns a significant operation, whether that's in retail, hospitality, getting into healthcare, all of these have a lot of specialized machinery that keeps them running. And there's downtime associated with that machinery. And each of you has probably have a number of stories where it's like, this one thing is what I needed to work today, and it's no longer working, and I have to wait in order to do my job until a technician comes out and fixes it. Downtime is a huge problem for businesses, to the tune of $50 to $100 billion a year based on some studies that were completed. 43% of maintenance tasks are still reactive in nature, meaning that you're, instead of doing some sort of preventive and keeping systems up and running, there is a component here of it breaks, then fix it. And whenever that happens, there is an opportunity to increase the efficiency associated with that maintenance happening. This generative AI capability and these pilots can mean cutting time to repair significantly in the tune of 30 to 60% by enabling teams that are on site working with those machineries without needing to call in a technician or an expert, because you have an expert in your pocket. When you start thinking about return on investment and the napkin math associated with downtime cost per hour times the number of hours of saved versus the model cost, which is significantly lower, we're talking in the tune of pennies and dollars to the downtime cost of just minutes can cost even more than what just the model would provide as a solution to fix it. You're looking at like at the span of a week of payback. And now your team is significantly more prepared for when something goes wrong. You can do some sort of, just go out and try this. It doesn't have to be across the entire facility. Find one piece of equipment that's going down frequently or that's impacting operations, or that's impacting your daily workflow, or just something that's really annoying and smelly, and it causes a smell to permeate your house before you've had coffee in the morning. Pick that thing and go try it. Go explore how you can just quickly take the standard operating procedures, the manual associated with some of these technologies, put them into a repository or a data collection, some sort of enterprise asset that, like for instance, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, they all have enterprise capabilities where you can establish your own training systems. And when I say training systems, I'm talking about background context information. And you just put that context in. Here's the standard operating procedures on how to work through if there's a problem with this piece of machinery. Just do it for one piece of machinery with like a group of five people. Test it out. You can do this pilot in the span of days for less than $1,000. And find out, is the value worth it? And my challenge would be, the value is almost certainly worth it once you train your team on, snap the photo, upload it in here, have generative AI take on a role of a technician, reference the materials that are there, and propose a fix. So this process is really just capturing the image, asking generative AI to triage it, recommending a solution, and then having on-site teams act on that. Now, you can add an additional component of a learning loop where you can take this workflow or this particular prompt that worked and make it into a prompt library, make it something that is easily scannable for your operators. For instance, you can encode information on a 2D barcode where if somebody scans it with their phone, it just copies that text. They placed it directly into the ChatGPT, Gemini, whatever that text box is, uploads the photo, and now you've got a really solid solution that is going to get you with high accuracy into reducing downtime. You can also fine-tune this with, there's plenty of software as a service capabilities. There's ways to establish governance around these types of pilots where, hey, don't take any photos of people. Let's say somebody accidentally takes a photo of a person. Great. You have personally identifiable information in the images. You can run it through some governance models that would remove it. This also helps when you're talking about governance. You can monitor for hallucinations. And a hallucination is when you ask generative AI some sort of question or ask for an output, and it just makes up the answer, but the answer's clearly wrong. If you read through the standard operating procedures and the output of the generative AI said something totally different than what is in the standard operating procedures, that's a hallucination. And you can identify those by testing this out at small scale with experts and finding out whether or not the prompt that you use is getting a high fidelity output, something that hallucinates very infrequently, something that makes sure your on-site teams are given the information that they need to succeed. It also can help with change management fatigue, where instead of having a bunch of different tools and systems that get updated on a monthly, 6 month, annual basis, you just have one path forward. When you're diagnosing something or you're trying to fix something, you go through generative AI. When you think about metrics, the mean time to repair comes to mind, the first visit fix where a technician goes out and fixes it on the first time out, the amount of tech hours that are saved, as well as improved inventory turns and uptime in general. So I challenge each of you to think through your workplace and list one asset. And that could be from a coffee machine if you're working at Starbucks, to a computer system or a printer at a hotel chain, to a piece of conveyor that's always been super finicky. Snap a couple photos of this when it fails and ask generative AI how this works. Do this within your own workplace with your manager's approval. When in doubt, you can always get that enterprise license and make sure that all of this data is staying secure. Find out what the impact is. Run the prompt, figure out what the solve is, and then measure how much more valuable this is for the organization. I guarantee that this experiment is going to turn insights into tangible actions for future endeavors. You know, this same generative AI that rescued a litter box can keep a $1 million line running. And it's just something that as you think through all of the different ways you run into problems throughout your workday, that's an opportunity to try generative AI, to work with the tools that exist right now and solve the problem. So why don't you try and keep the litter box spinning and that revenue wheel winning? This has been Practical Prompting. Stay practical out there.